degrees, and Saturday, good chance of snow as well, 2 to 3 inches, highs reaching the low 20s. However, if your destination is Farmers Alley Theater and you live in Kalamazoo, you really don't have that far to go, and there's covered parking downtown. Yes, today I have some live guests in the studio with me, and we're going to talk about the Farmers Alley Spotlight Series. This is a concert called Jeremiah Downs and Friends, and it looks at original music written by Jeremiah Downs, who's here today, along with one of the performers for the two shows, Evan Gallagher Frace. And it's a pleasure to welcome both of you to WMUK this morning.
Thank you. Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, if you haven't heard the name Jeremiah Downs before, it's probably because he's only been here a couple of years. Jeremiah, would you tell us how you came to Kalamazoo and maybe a little about your working relationship with the theater?
Sure. I'm in my second year now at Western. I moved to Kalamazoo to join the Department of Theater. And I teach primarily voice for musical theater there and some musical theater performance courses. And my relationship with Farmers Alley started fairly soon, I would say maybe 2 weeks after I moved here. I kind of sent, and that's, you know, in many thanks to Jeremy Koch, I had kind of sent out feelers when I was moving to town and said, hey, I'm arriving, would love to work with you. And he very quickly responded and said, let me take you out to breakfast. So we went out to breakfast, and since then, it's been a really lovely creative, professional relationship. Last season, I music directed The Christians with D. Terry Williams, directed that. And then this season, I was on board for the Judy Garland musical at the start of the season, and then just finished music directing The Marvelous Wonderettes. So I had kind of dropped to Jeremy at one point in a conversation that I had some songwriting, that was, sitting to the side. Would they be interested in producing an evening of my original work? And he said, sure. And I pressed him again as the next season came up. And I was kind of hoping for, April or May. And he said, well, can you do January? And I said, sure. Because when it calls, you go,
That's and, right. Even though the Marvelous Wonderettes earworms are
right,
still...
we literally closed Wonderettes, all that lovely 60s music and 70s music, and then the next day I started rehearsals for this with our group of Western students. So I have two guests with me from New York, and then we have a cast of 5 Western Michigan University musical theater performance students also performing with us. So we started rehearsals the day after Wonderettes closed, no rest for the wicked, and then my two guest artists from New York flew in last night. So we were down at Farmers Alley and started rehearsals last night. And tonight we will rehearse again with the band and putting all those pieces together with lights and sound. And then tomorrow night, Friday night, we have our first performance. Mm-hmm.
I think that is tomorrow night.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't know. As you can tell from my schedule, it's difficult to keep track of the days. So yes, tomorrow night. So it's really been. I must say, I'm really grateful for my relationship with Farmers Alley. They've embraced me, and even in the short time that I've been here in Kalamazoo, given me a lot of opportunities to be a part of their company. And it's a place where you feel both welcomed, as a human, as a person, and at the same time, respected as an artist, and they really, it's just a wonderful place to be. And so to have my songwriting there, and it's the first time, I must say, that it's been really fully produced, an evening that has been fully produced, right, of my songwriting catalog. So I've been writing for over a decade now, and I've had my songs individually sung in different places, mm-hmm, and recorded in some cases. But this is a fully realized, evening of 26 songs, mm-hmm, with an intermission. And so it's kind of, I keep trying to, we were talking last night and I said, I've got to keep perspective about this because it's kind of a big deal, mm-hmm. And so I'm very grateful for that. And to have it be at Farmers Alley, a place that I feel like is a second home here in Kalamazoo, it's wonderful.
a little different from, say, a retrospective, where you sit in the audience and take all the applaud and the
right.
acclamations. You are working on both nights with artists, and I'm assuming you're coaching the entire right. cast in the songs, why you wrote them, mm-hmm. what you were trying to convey, and creating the flow of the show mm-hmm. as right. well. There's often ways to build and, you know, and retract and build again. So I can't imagine the amount of thought and effort that this show is going to represent.
Yeah.
And it's also a celebration. So at some point, hopefully, you will be able to hear some applause and enjoy it.
Well, I hope so. You know, and everyone keeps asking me, how's it going? You know, and I keep saying, I don't know. Right? Because right now we're still very much in the moment of it. And it is an enormous amount of music, and it spans a long period of time. And there's a really phenomenal dynamic of having these young, you know, aspirational kind of pre-professional performers, our students, working on it, while at the same time, you know, having Evan there and Madge, who is also my other guest artist, two people I've known for a long time. Evan's particularly familiar with my music and has performed it in a variety of other places. That also is an interesting energy, you mm-hmm. know. And a lot of the songs have been slightly reimagined or tweaked and changed from previous performances, arranged in a different way to serve this particular evening.
Got it, yes.
It's fairly overwhelming in a good way, you know? and as you said, as you mentioned, it's all very personal, right? You know, and so that also, you know, trying to translate that to the students and to Evan and Madge and get, you know, inside the songs and without being self-indulgent, right? You know, trying to, every song comes from a personal place, trying to get inside of them and have that also be conveyed successfully to the audience. Hopefully that's the goal.
I'm speaking with Jeremiah Downs, who's the composer and lyricist for An Evening with Jeremiah Downs and Friends, mm-hmm. which is being staged two nights at Farmers Alley Theater. That's tomorrow night and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available online right now at farmersalleytheater.com. And Evan Gallagher Frace is also here. He's one of the featured performers and has an established career in music theater living in New York City. I'm afraid, Evan, I'm going to just pour you some more tea while I ask Jeremiah.
He's used to that.
Yeah,
okay.
that's fine with me.
Know,
it's
I still have to do a little more digging.
Sure, yeah.
Jeremiah, you said you're here in your second year as in the music theater department. You are a vocal teacher. So are you a singer? How did that begin for you? When did you start writing?
Yes, I'm a lot of things, and a singer is one of them. I did my undergraduate work in Philadelphia. I actually started out as a classical voice major. That was a mistake, which I thankfully realized very quickly, and then was embraced and welcomed into the theater department at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. And I said that I did my undergraduate work there. But always identified as a musician, you know, as well as being an actor. And so, yeah, I do sing. I've sung my own material. As the years go on, I kind of have started to walk away a little bit more from performing, not because I don't love it, but because, you know, we go in different directions. Mm-hmm. And
you've been hired as music director for shows
yes.
often enough, so that
yes.
your piano skills are way up there too.
Well, on occasion, yeah. Or at least I've fooled people into thinking they're there. But you know, I am not a formally trained you know, pianist by any means. But you know, I'm completely self-taught in that regard. I started as a performer, a singer, a musical theater actor. I had a successful career doing that for the, you know, first kind of decade out of undergrad. And then, you know, as things happen sometimes in that industry, opportunities started to kind of dwindle away. And I had these other pieces in place. I always taught. I think really, if I'm being honest, that's my primary passion. And then as I've gotten older, you know, my songwriting, I've had time to write more songs, to be quite honest with you. And Evan and I met In Philadelphia at a, before I moved into teaching in academia full time, I had a kind of nightclub, cabaret, restaurant performance venue, very interesting animal in Center City, Philadelphia. And Evan was studying at the University of the Arts also and came in and auditioned for a position as one of the front of house singers. And at that time, you know, it was all music all the time. I was playing six nights a week, 8 hours a night. So my piano chops increased dramatically during that period of time.
Sure.
And also my facility.
Right.
And my facility to access different styles of music. So as it came to my songwriting, you know, I think every songwriter, you start out and everything kind of sounds the same. You know, you get stuck in the same pattern of chords. Mm-hmm. Some of the people I admire talk, you know, Billy Joel or Stephen Sondheim or folks like that. They talk about kind of walking away from the piano because you get stuck in the same patterns. So having to play all kinds of music, Great American Songbook, to the 80s, to Broadway show tunes, to everything you could think of, was like, oh, wow, now I'm starting to see these new harmonic patterns, these new melodic patterns, right? And so I didn't even realize it. It was kind of graduate school 2.0 for me. And then I sat back down at the piano. It had been a long time since I had written a song. And I thought, well, let's see what happens. And that was really the beginning of the kind of creative partnership between Evan and I. And I dug some songs out of the trunk that hadn't been around for a while and had written some new ones. And we just, you know, we found a new a few places in town and started singing my songs, you know. And then that then subsequently prompted a more, I think, robust, you know, focus on my songwriting. And I have now, I really feel kind of creatively at home there, I would say, most at this moment, you know.
Well, since we're still close to that moment in your life when you were beginning to be a composer again and were actively performing a lot, and you just, and you met Evan, I can talk to Evan now.
Yes.
about, well, he said teaching is one of the most important things in his life. Do you say you learned from Jeremiah?
Oh, yes, so much. As a musician, you know, you come across these people in your life as a musician, or, you know, I'm a songwriter as well, and you find people that you know, just kind of like tap into that part of yourself, right? So, you know, when you meet people that kind of nurture that songwriter or that musician in you, you find a home in them. So yeah,
you
Jeremiah
were
and I.
In school at that point?
I was in school, yeah. I was going to the University of the Arts. I was a musical theater major. And at that point in my life, I was, you know, focused on this career on Broadway, and I hadn't really tapped into my musician self yet. And I started singing a lot more at the Supper Club. And then Jeremiah, you know, kind of guided me into this realm of cabaret, you know, singing, and that's really where I find myself now in New York. I'm, you know, mainly a cabaret performer and a nightlife singer, and, you know, I've learned so many different genres of music outside of the musical theater, you know, songbook. So, yeah, he's taught me a lot about what I know today as to be what I would sing normally, you know. Yeah.
Well, a Broadway show takes millions of dollars in a director and arts and music directing and an orchestra and all of that. Yeah. What forces does a cabaret show require?
Well, I guess just kind of a passion from the people that are putting it on. For the most part, it's just kind of like having people that want to put on some good music and get some people together and that want to hear it, you know?
I think there's a level of authenticity required of an evening like this for it to work effectively. I mean, what's different between a big commercial Broadway musical like Wicked or Frozen or, you know, what have you, and, you know, and I would say about half of the catalog that we're doing with this evening of music will feel musical theater-esque to auditors, right? I mean, they live in the realm of musical theater. And then the rest will feel like songs maybe reminiscent of, you know, folks that I'm influenced by, Jimmy Webb or Billy Joel or what have you.
Right.
So it kind of orbits all over the place musically. There are numbers that definitely feel like a musical theater song. Yeah. And then there are numbers that do not. But I think for it to work, or what the difference is in a more kind of traditional mainstream commercial musical theater world, is a level of truth-telling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this mesh of singer-songwriter and musical theater.
Right.
You know, it's a kind of strange animal. And I think, you know, and they don't teach you this in school, by the way, right? And so to be, and again, you know, working with the Western students and for them to be able to see Evan and Madge, my other guest artist, work, it's really a huge opportunity for them, because there is a different way you approach this type of performance work. It's not BFA musical theater work, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I went into, you know, performing as a musical theater artist and thinking that there was, you know, a real regimen to what we had to do as performers. And now working in the cabaret scene and having worked with Jeremiah before for such a long time, at this point, you know, we've worked together for 6 or 7 years. I've learned so much about what I can give as just myself as a cabaret artist, you know.
We met and I said, what are you doing? Just stop that right now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, because he has this incredible voice. And you know, I hope, you know, people who get to come and hear him sing. It's just a really incredible instrument. You know, they teach you certain things. Look, I mean, I'm a musical theater professor, so we are charged with certain things to teach those students and prepare them both artistically and to succeed in the industry. Mm-hmm. But then there are certain things that you find yourself in as a performer, and it's like, whoa, let's take a step back for a second and just sing, okay?
Yeah.
You
and
know,
that's a very
let's just
outlet.
Interpret the words in music, you know?
Well, I think it's true of most music theater actors and performers that I've met, that they are more often willing to say yes than no.
Right.
And let something unexpected affect their lives and their livelihood, too, just like that. And I'm so glad you found a cabaret community in New York City. And it must be one of those kinds of activities where, as an audience member, you can discover music you've not heard before, where you can have surprisingly emotional experiences. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be all connected with two lovers in a story.
Right. Know? And the set and the lights, right? I mean, sometimes the words and the music can speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole world. Of course, you tell people you do musical theater, or if you're even somewhat attached to that genre, and there is an immediate response, right? The lay person thinks Phantom of the Opera, and there is a whole world of musical theater out there, cabaret music, pop, folk, jazz, rock music that all kind of melds together, that folks would not recognize the names of, and I feel like kind of much more. Identify with those writers and those artists than, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber. I'm not trying to write the next big, you know, Phantom.
Listeners, your opportunity to have a cabaret evening is tomorrow night and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. in a program called Jeremiah Downs and Friends. And Jeremiah Downs is my guest here, along with performer Evan Gallagher Frace. And shows are at 7:30 p.m. at Farmers Alley Theater in downtown Kalamazoo. Details and tickets are available right now at farmersalleytheater.com. It's spelled theater with an R-E at the end of it. Or you can call down to the ticket office. I'm sure Rob is there. We're happy to talk to you right now. Jeremiah Downs is a composer, lyricist, and your music is being featured. So let's talk a little about your music. We can't, we don't have commercial recordings of it right now. Hopefully in the future.
We will, yes.
Okay.
In fact, and we are recording it live, and it's being, I do have to give a little bit of a shout out to the brilliant Alex Tobin, who is doing our sound design, Western grad.
Yeah.
Really does incredible work, and so the both evenings will be recorded live and then mixed and released as a live album.
Okay, well that makes the audience even more important.
Yes. So come and applaud loudly.
Right. we're counting on you.
Yes, and they're counting on you to be Michiganders in a snowy weekend.
Yes, they can handle it, I know.
Yes, come on down. So talking about your music, you've dropped a few hints about like Billy Joel and Jimmy Webb, and I'm curious about themes maybe and lyrics that you care about.
I don't. Do you want to talk to that a little bit? I mean, I can certainly speak to it, but maybe Evan,
yeah.
I can say what I think the themes and the lyrics are, and yet on the other hand, I think maybe I don't know.
Sure.
Evan,
yeah. I mean, as a bystander and a person that's been listening to, you know, Jeremiah's tunes for such a long time at this point, we've kind of worked on this show in the past that's been called Highways and Daydreams, and I think that title holds a lot of weight in what we have as far as lyrics and music. So, you know, Highways and Daydreams, we've got a lot of themes about, you know, what it is to be a person, what it is to be alive, and how we all are affected by each other and how we're all affected by ourselves. And, you know, this idea of what we've got to offer and what hinders us, you know, as performers and as people.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there are themes of location. I mean, I mentioned Jimmy Webb. I would have to say he, you know, when I was an undergrad, I was kind of peripherally, I knew who he was as a child from his scoring of The Last Unicorn. I don't know if you remember that animated film of the Peter Beagle book. He had written the score for that, beautiful songs. But then in undergrad, as I was digging, I found Wichita Lineman, you know, and there's that lyric, you know, and I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And I thought, I don't know how someone comes up with that, but I want to do that. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I was very influenced by his work. And so I would say, you know, you're talking about Highways and Daydreams, there's a lot of, you know, location, geography is prevalent in my songwriting. I do think I write in a voice that is complicated. I think most singers would say the songs are difficult.
They are.
The students are tackling, you know, there are a lot of lyrics condensed into many of my songs, and as folks who come down and see the show will hear, especially with Evan and Madge, a lot of melodic and vocal demands that are athletic, say the least. And so I think, you know, there are themes of you know, what Evan was speaking to in terms of the human condition, what it is to be complicated and make your way through life. There are themes of geography and location. Mm-hmm. Some of the songs are actually extracted from musicals that have been in progress for years. In this particular evening, there are songs from my two pieces, Radio Flyer, which is a musical adaptation based on the 1992 Richard Donner film, starring a young Elijah Wood and Lorraine Bracco. And it's a really fantastical story about brothers and their bond and surviving, you know, a difficult and abusive and complicated family dynamic, and how imagination can allow a young child to escape that. And the other piece is from a musical that will never see the light of day again, but I thought was a good idea in the moment, about a gentleman who has multiple personalities. And so the show is titled Seven, and he has seven multiple personalities. And so there's a number in the evening called Numbers, and he is indeed obsessed with arithmetic and numbers. And it's a difficult song. And Evan, he said he has always sung it in the past, and this poor student of mine, Logan Dolans, you know, he is singing it, and he does it an incredible job
with
it.
He really,
and,
really
but
does.
Evan arrived last
and
night
happy
from New
to
York.
Not have to do it
he
anymore.
Said, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to sing that
anymore.
It's
a tough song, and in the past we've been able to, you know, use our lyrics before. In this case, we're not doing that.
Right.
And I needed those lyrics because it's a difficult song, and as Jeremiah said, he uses, you know, a lot of really interesting phrases and very specific words that, you know, mean a lot as you listen to the music and as you listen to the songs. And as a musician and as an actor, it's hard to kind of keep up with that sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's very important in the stories that we tell through the songs that he's written. So
it is easier as a musician when things are predictable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and I think that's where the musical theater side of me comes in the writing. I honestly, if I'm being honest, I think it's the lyrics. Obviously, I don't think you can be somebody who is a student and then art, you know, consider yourself a musical theater artist without having been influenced by Stephen Sondheim, but there's a whole generation of writers, in particular Jason Robert Brown. You know, I came kind of age as Jason was coming onto the scene, and his show Songs for a New World at New World Stages. I mean, I devoured that album, and you want to talk about lyrics with a level of complexity. And so I learned from that, and then but I would say it's then matched up with a much more accessible musical palette. You know, I mean, and I think sometimes that's what's challenging for performers, because they hear the songs and they're like, oh, that sounds like a pop tune, you know, or sounds like a folk tune, or sounds like, you know, a James Taylor tune. And then they look at the score and see the lyrics and they, you know, why are you doing this to me? But that's that hybrid connection of the two worlds that I've been influenced by.
The showcase of Jeremiah Downs' music is tomorrow and Saturday at Farmers Alley Theater, and tickets and more information are at farmersalleytheater.com. Here's an easy question. Tell me about Madge. What's her full name?
Madge Dietrich, and she is a Grand Rapids native. And in fact, she's up there with her family right now, but lives in New York City. She is just, I mean, you know, he's sitting right next to me, so I don't want to, you know, butter him up too much. But I mean, we talk about these two singers who are just out of this world. I mean, she has just recently gotten off the national tour of Kinky Boots, the Cyndi Lauper and Jerry Mitchell musical. And Harvey Fierstein.
You know, hundreds of people audition for each spot in those shows.
And now she's, you know, she has also made a career for herself in New York, a really kind of standout presence and career for herself in New York off of her incredible vocal prowess. And, you know, is just a knockout. And so we met, actually, Evan, you know, and I had the Philadelphia connection. We both went to the University of the Arts for undergrad. Madge and I met... don't ask me how I got out there, but I did my graduate work in Oklahoma at Oklahoma City University. Fine music school. I mean, that's how I ended up there. And Madge was an undergrad when I was a graduate student there. And that's how we met. And at that time, I tease her about this because she has this incredible, soulful, huge belt voice. But she's also a classically trained soprano. And when I first met her, she wanted to be the next Barbara Cook. And now she sounds like, I don't even know, the next, she's her own. It's like a mix of Idina Menzel and Jennifer Holliday and any great like soul voice in musical theater that you can think of. So she does both things, you know, and I'll give her a little shout out and say, if anyone wants a little preview, if you're not convinced enough to come see me this weekend at Farmer's Alley, we were just watching last night. She has this ridiculous YouTube video where she sings Queen of the Night, the Whitney Houston song, and Queen of the Night, the Mozart, you know, and she mashes those two things together. She's just phenomenal. So we met at Oklahoma City University, and she subsequently moved to New York to pursue a career in musical theater. And as I said, you know, she just got off of the national tour of Kinky Boots, and, you know, she's in New York doing that thing, you know. And I have no doubt, I think she's a little more where Evan is more in the world of, you know, kind of pop music and cabaret and she's a little more on the musical theater side of things. I have no doubt in a few short years, you know, she will be a name, you know. I mean, it's just, and she's an incredible actress as well. So
I heard her for the first time last night, and
everyone's jaws were
on. My jaw was on the, I was picking them up.
It is rare. You know, those kinds of voices, it's not every day.
No, and I'm lucky I've got two of them, you know. I really am. I'm very lucky.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to come in here today, this morning, and preview your show with us here on WMUK. Do you have any, would you be offended if people showed up in big down coats and snow boots?
No, not at all. Bring all the coats, the snow boots.
Scarves.
And I guess I should mention that the bar will be open at Farmer's Alley.
Yes, warm up.
And we have an intermission. So come down and yes, we will welcome all. And please, you know, I think the snow might just miss us, but we will be there either way, I promise.
Any other final appeals to our crowd or any last thoughts?
No, just come see us, you know, tomorrow and Saturday, 7:30 at Farmer's Alley. And thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Evan, and thank you, Jeremiah Downs.
Thank you.
The show is 7:30 tomorrow and Saturday night at Farmer's Alley Theater in the space downtown. You can find all that information at farmersalleytheater.com. Here is a recording from Jenny Lynn. She's a pianist. Her album is called Get Happy. It's all virtuoso show tunes for piano. And I believe this is a version of the Carousel Waltz from Carousel by Richard Rodgers, and it's a arrangement by the pianist Stephen Huff. Here is pianist Jenny Lynn.